Hi, this is Naroki 5. I am going to be doing this until I die or I find something better to do. So please help me achieve this personal and, I think, noble objective by contributing to my Patreon or Subscribestar. Link is down below. Every little bit helps. Thank you very much. This is a series in response to videos that MGTOW content producer Turd Flingy Monkey did back in 2016. And he did three of them. I'm actually probably going to end up doing four. This one, he did three. He did Dominance, Ego, and Male Sexual Need. I'm going to be doing Dominance, Ego, or Competitiveness, Ego, and Tribalism, and Male Sexual Need. Now, this one I'm going to talk about ego. This one is on rampant and high prominence if you go online, or if you go pretty much anywhere at the moment. Like, you're seeing a lot of ego-driven people who have... Well, we're going to do this from the male perspective. They have invested a lot into getting external validation to what their self-image is. And I see and I run into a lot of willful cognitive dissonance around this. A lot of it ego-driven. Now, I was always... Like, for some strange reason, I don't know what it was about my particular mother, but she was really, really keen on making sure that my ego never got away from me. To the point where it was actually damaging. And giving my ego even a little bit of space was something that I was always kind of in conflict with. The situation with ego is that, I mean, it is the one thing, because, I mean, a lot of ego, strictly from the, again, I'm going to do this from the male perspective, a lot of the ego part is driven by the need for external validation and external status and so on and so forth. And it is the part of our identity that tells us, it's neither good nor bad. It tells us we're great, that we're the shit, that we're fantastic. At the same time, though, it is an insecure, very stupid child that does not understand when somebody doesn't agree with you, or does not understand why they won't do it your way, or gets insulted when somebody doesn't agree with you. Or in the case of, like, some cases with ego, with narcissists, that actually starts to get threatened and will actually attempt to do harm back to somebody who disagrees with them or doesn't conform to that person's point of view, because they are so in, because as a man, as who they are so invested in this external self-image of themselves that, I mean, they've never really had the capacity to look inside themselves. And this is something that, as a male, when we take the red pill, and what Turd Flingy Monkey does in this particular is he does, is that the doctor lies to you that you're going to be terminally ill and you're going to die in 6 months, and you go and you live your life normally, and then suddenly you're in deathbed and you didn't know, and you're really pissed off that the physician wasn't entirely truthful with you, as opposed to, say, the red pill or the physician telling you the truth, and then you're able to maximize or utilize that time to the best of your ability. Both of those are ego driven, but what you're seeing right now is you are seeing people specifically with we're going to look at this from the male perspective, specifically with men who are invested in a certain point of view and are willing by force to impose that point of view on you because you don't want, because it gives them more power and more status. That is an ego driven thing. What turd flinging monkey really gets into is the fact that, you know, in order to get through the red pill rage, in order to move on, to gain a sense of self-identity that's healthy, you have to become the judge of your own life and minimize to the extent that other people have in your life. And that's the issue. We're hardwired for female approval. Women have, yeah, I mean, like in his video, you get shamed. And if you can't be shamed, then you get shamed for not being able to be shamed. And then, of course, they will get another man who will do it and who will attempt to try to use force upon you to try to get you to conform. See, this is what is going on. If you are your own boss, if you are your own person, if you are living a life according to your standard, and again, right, there is going to be an external standard. Like, there are certain benchmarks, for instance, with the video content that I produce that I ascribe to, but I'm not married to them. I'm not looking, say, at a guy like PewDiePie and saying, gee, I'd like 100 million subs. Like, I don't think I'm ever going to get there, to be honest with you. Now, the whole thing about this is that ego is the thing that drives you. Like, for instance, I have to have a fairly large amount of confidence to put my stuff out online, especially putting out something like MGTOW content online and putting myself out there and having to deal with feminists, SJWs, tradcons, etc., 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 coming at me, shaming at me, insulting me, making judgments about my character based on a 5-minute video, and so on. My ego gets attacked all the time. Now, I have had individuals in the past go, oh, well, you only got a couple of hundred subs, and your videos, like, it's like when they first come out, before I do my run with them, right? Like, they usually get between about 20 and 50 views if I just were to post them up and not do my runs with them. But I do my runs with them. And I've had an individual, specifically one individual on Gab, going, oh, yeah, you say you're not envious of somebody with, say, a few thousand, but I really know that you are. You know, like, that is an attack on my ego. Being the type of guy who doesn't take bullshit sitting down, I mean, yeah, my ego got committed into dealing with this guy. But, I mean, ultimately, this is something that every man has to go through. You pick the battles that You pick and choose your fights. You don't have to get into a fight and a struggle with every single person. Do I assume, again, this comes straight out of the Turd Flinging Monkey's Enemies of Man series. Do I assume I'm right? Yeah, I usually assume I'm right. If I'm proven I'm wrong, that's great. It has happened. I have made mistakes. I have, like, not gotten enough data and said something when I looked back later and was like, oops, right? Like, yeah, I mean, the issue is, though, is that as many of these videos as I've done, right, like, I'm not invested in a certain philosophy. I don't have an ego. I'm not a conservative. I'm not a liberal. I'm just me. I have my own validation, I have my own principles, and I am my own judge. Now, okay, like, if I was a total psychopath, that might not be the best thing, but I'm not a psychopath. So, ego is kind of a necessity, but it's not a necessity at the same time. It's neither good nor bad. It is what drives your self-identity. The issue on this is that specifically when it comes to women, is that anti-gynocentrism is one of the central tenets of MGTOW. And because it is one of the central tenets of MGTOW, Barbarossa used to come out with a blog called Shedding of the Ego. You know, if you're at that point where you're no longer existing for female validation, then you have your ego properly contained. Ego channeled and delivered properly can be a very powerful thing. Ego allowed to run amok and make all the decisions for you can cause you to make very, very bad decisions. It can also cost you, and this is, by the way, what actually got me into the manosphere, the atheist community. I'm still an atheist, but I would see these atheists going around when it came to a religious figure or something out of the Bible or one of those Bible-thumping politicians or whatever, out would come the scalpels and they would logically tear this person apart. But when it came to feminism or social justice issues, that same intellect was suddenly not there. Why is it suddenly not there? Because of ego. In their minds, they are that much. And this is something that I'm seeing a lot from the left. They see themselves as being intellectually smarter and superior to a lot of the people that I'm on side with. Even though the facts in this particular culture war are not with them. Like, they are the ones, for the most part, that are having to resort to censorship and silencing of voices because they can't actually win. In a lot of cases, they can't actually win in a straight-up debate. There are some issues sometimes that they have a leg to stand on, like, say, the Texas abortion law recently. But, I mean, most of the time, no. But in their minds, they are smarter than the deplorables. They are smarter than the opposite side of this culture war. And they just automatically assume that anything that comes from our side is stupid just because we're stupid, which is not the case. But that's ego-driven. And depending upon how unhealthy the ego is, I have seen individuals in the culture war, SJWs, for instance, go to extreme measures to justify and to argue to past the point of stupidity that they're right. And even after they lose, they'll keep talking anyway, just because they have to keep talking. Because they have, ego. How do you as a man get past this? Because it is a necessity and it's also a curse and a burden at the same time. You don't allow your ego to make the decisions for you. You don't invest in external sources of validation, because that can get you into some trouble. I mean, Turf Flinging Monkey, once again, he talked about the white feather movement, where men would stupidly sign up for the armed forces in World War I and go and die in a war that was entirely pointless because some woman gave him a white feather. That was a real thing. If that had happened to me now, I'd be like, hey, keep giving him to me. I'll make myself a chicken suit. Again, that's directly from Turf Flinging Monkey's video. I would be that way as well. Not going to fight for the state anymore. Anyway, this completes part two. Part three, tribalism, is not connected to the Turd Flinging Monkey Enemies of Man series, but I think it's a very important subject to bring up, and I will. So this is the Rookie 5. Like, subscribe, and I'll talk to you later.